B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
A woman named Ashley Keegan recently took to her Twitter account, where she said as a teenager, she was attempting to attach her resume to various online job applications, but later realized she was doing the wrong thing. She wasn't sure why she wasn't hearing back from people. She was accidentally, Kathy, uploading data from her period tracker.
Oh, my God.
She was sending her period tracker out to potential employers?
Yep.
That's amazing.
The 23-year-old from Ireland wrote, "I will never forget applying for jobs when I was 17 for months and never hearing anything back, only to realize about 60 applications later that I was attaching my period tracker and not my resume."
We'd like you to come in next month for an interview, except for the second week. We can find that one.
Her post has thousands and thousands of likes and hundreds of comments thanking her for the laugh.
But is that a comment? I mean, yeah.
What, the tracker?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Rochelle has one. Yeah.
I've tried it, you know, and I... But
you're,
I
you're just, you're kind of aware when it's...
Yeah, like, well, I can't keep up with it.
Right,
yeah.
It depends on the woman, though. I mean, some, it's a little more irregular for some people.
Right,
some,
right.
The tracker actually helps.
Yep, yep.
I'm very regular.
That's all right. Good.
So you never know when your good luck might run out. Police in Nottingham, England pulled over a driver Wednesday evening, and he told them that he had been driving with no license or insurance since he was 12 years old. He was born in 1938.
Oh, my God.
And had never been stopped by police.
What a good driver.
They posted the incident on Facebook, writing, "Thankfully, he never had an accident, caused anyone an injury. Never made anyone lose out financially by hitting them while uninsured. He was born in 1938, meaning that he's been driving without a license or insurance since 1950, and he's been doing it for more than 70 years.
So was there any retroactive
issue? They didn't indicate.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure he got a ticket of some type, and he can't drive
anymore. There's a ticket for not having a license for five decades.
Wow. A hiker camping on a peak in the Superstition Mountains east of Phoenix was found dead after apparently slipping while taking a selfie.
Oh, this is terrible. Man.
Yeah, and falling hundreds of feet. The body of Richard Jacobson was recovered after a hiking companion had called 911. Jacobson's body was found nearly 700 feet below where the hikers were camping. An Arizona Department of Public Safety helicopter had helped recover his body.
Let me ask you something. And I see it happen with people who take a lot of selfies or whatever. When they hold the camera up and they're looking at their image in the camera and they're moving that around, you can see them physically start to get disoriented. Like, like they're reacting to the image they're seeing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And plus it throws them off.
Just being in that position alone, like this,
right,
and leaning back, you can lose your balance a little bit, you know?
Yeah, and I've seen some people just, it's bad luck. And then other people are like, you're doing stuff that is unnecessary. And when I was hiking in Sedona, we did the Devil's Arch. And there was this woman, and you have to, like, take turns and wait to get your picture taken on top of the arch. And this woman started doing this yoga pose, and I mean, there are maybe 100 people watching her.
Right, right.
She didn't have the balance to do it. I'm like, why are you doing a freaking yoga pose that can't do on, like, regular ground?
Because other people do the yoga poses and take pictures of it.
So dumb. Yeah,
I want to be that person.
According to a study of the Journal of Family Medicine and Primary Care, 259 people died taking selfies from 2011 to 2017. And in 2018, a married couple who fell to their deaths near Yosemite National Park, it says last week while taking a selfie. It says in 2018 and then last week. I don't know.
Wow.
Anyway.
Crazy.
They hit so hard that they threw off the
time
continuum.
A man who assaulted the owners and robbed a Jersey City grocery store three times in 6 days was captured by a waiting police officer when he came back for a fourth time.
I don't think he's coming back.
It's just like coming to America. Store surveillance video taken Friday night at Augie's Grocery Deli shows the violent perp jumping across the counter just as he had the previous three times. Between January 10th and the 16th. Like, he wasn't even waiting months. He was doing them all within the span of a week.
Hi, Augie. Hi, John. How are you?
Hey, buddy. Hey. Right.
Only this time, instead of getting
got
away.
Got your bag ready.
With cash or merchandise, Jesus. Robert was stunned when an off-duty police officer, Maurice Johnson, who
look, I put a big dollar sign on the side of it.
Who had stopped by to check on the store, jumped out from the back of the store. The robber took off out of the exit, but was caught and arrested around the corner by Johnson and the store's owner. It was August Lopez, Augustin Lopez Jr., who was also a Jersey City police officer. The 77-year-old Augie Lopez said, I feel so much safer now. The robber was identified as 34-year-old Travis Neely. He was charged with 4 counts of strong armed robbery, by the way. So I had this story. So I have this full stack of bizarre file stories, and sometimes I just don't get to a few of them. And I meant to get to this one earlier this week. But there's a follow-up story to this now. A mystery animal recently broke out of the Wildlife Works in Mount Pleasant, Pennsylvania. Workers for the facility say either a dog or a coyote escaped after it was found shivering outside of a woman's home in Fairfield Township late last week. The group was treating the animal for mange and feeding it nutritious food and was awaiting DNA test results to determine if it was a coyote or a dog. They couldn't tell.
Yeah, I can see that.
Yeah. This woman had found the dog, took it in, and they just weren't sure what it was.
I had a cat one time.
Escaped. Yeah.
Turned out to be a squid.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Wow. Wild.
I had a family friend who swears he saw a wolf in Pennsylvania. I don't think that there is any record of any wolves in PA at any point, but he says it was too big to be a coyote. It definitely wasn't a dog. And so, like, when people think that they see something, they definitely think they saw it.
The coyotes actually are, are larger
than
Western coyotes.
And he's like, it wasn't a coyote. All right.
Okay, old timer.
We have this hill behind my house, and I swear, it freaked me out one day, and it must have been the perception, depth perception or whatever, but I thought that there was a... like a puma on the hill.
Whoa.
or a black panther.
Okay.
It was just a regular sized cat when I got closer to it, but I mean it instilled fear in me for a moment.
This is an actual phenomenon that has been occurring in England and on the moors for years.
Yeah.
Where and there's the legend of these large predatory cats, and people have gone and done studies on it, say a tremendous portion of those are based on perspective.
Yeah.
On what they're actually seeing. Because there's nothing to compare it to in the distance.
Yeah.
They think it's huge.
It freaked me out.
Yeah.
And when I got closer, I'm like, it's just a cat. You know? All right. So I understand.
Such a pussy.
All right. And then finally, a drug suspect found with fentanyl in a bag of hypodermic needles told police in Florida that he was using the syringes for fishing.
Oh my God, that's great.
Police responded Saturday afternoon to a 911 call about a suspicious person, and they encountered Eric Bennett. An officer described Bennett as visibly intoxicated on an unknown substance.
So he ejects the fish with heroin, and they float to the top.
Asked about large bulges in the pockets of his shorts and whether he possessed any weapons, Bennett replied, I have hypodermic needles for fishing. He then removed a plastic bag with syringes inside from a pocket and placed the works on the hood of a squad car.
What's the kiddie porn for? Fishing.
Bennett also handed over a cigarette pack containing a baggie of fentanyl. The resident was charged and arrested on a felony narcotics possession. When arrested, Bennett was not carrying any fishing equipment, nor did he expound on his purported use of the tiny spears to impale a big cat.
He might have had a fishing pen.
He may have.
Yeah, which is collapsible.
93.3 WMMR. Audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A marathon in Siberia may have smashed a Guinness World Record when runners braved temperatures of 63.4 degrees below zero.
Oh, man.
That is lethal.
Organizers of the Pole of Cold Marathon in Yakutia, Russia, say that the start time of the race was pushed up to the early morning of January 21st after weather forecasters predicted the temperature would dip to 76 degrees below zero.
Now, they run from their homes to their cars, right?
That's in the afternoon. No, they do the full length, 26.2 miles. Guinness World Records currently lists the world's coldest marathon as 2001's Siberian Ice Marathon, where temperature was about 38 degrees below zero. This one was 63 degrees below zero. Huge difference.
So, I mean, medically, that's That's got to be massively risky.
How are we not hearing of fatalities from this? Russian?
Oh, they had scarves, Preston.
Russian runner Vasily Lukin won the pole of cold marathon in 3 hours and 22 minutes.
Yeah.
That's incredible. Wow. Let's see. The Walla Walla County Sheriff's Office in Washington State says that an empty rail car was sent rolling on Tuesday afternoon. Employees were attempting to hook the car up to a train when it was bumped, and then it took off downhill to the west. Now, authorities from several different groups rushed to block intersections with the train tracks.
Oh,
the empty car was going 50 miles an hour.
Empty train car. Runaway train.
Yeah. And continued west. The sheriff's office says that the train finally slowed several miles from Walla Walla near the town of Touche before an employee got on board and applied the brake. And there were no injuries, but it just went off on its own up to 50 miles an hour. Wow. A man who says that he is the world's most prolific sperm donor has claimed that he's fathered 129 children, but now medical experts have warned against his actions.
Why?
Clive Jones, who is 66, listen to this, Steve, has been donating his sperm from his van from nearly 10 for nearly 10 years.
Huh. So he's able to make the shot every time?
And he has nine more children on the way. And he never charges.
Yeah, I started a few years ago, and I'm going for the record.
He never charges for his services, saying that the happiness it brings to families is enough.
Tell me about my father. Well, he kind of shot out of the back of
He said, I'm probably the world's most prolific sperm donor, now being with 138 babies and 129 babies born.
That's wild.
Nine ongoing pregnancies. He said, I might continue for another few years, get to 150 anyway. He said, I know of clinics and sperm merchants with greater numbers, but they don't donate.
Are there sperm merchants?
But rather sell semen. He said, I think
I've got some fine sperm here.
People who would understand more if they saw the messages I get and the photos of the babies with very happy mothers. He said, I do it for free, though sometimes I ask for a bit of petrol.
Petrol there.
It is illegal to charge, and it doesn't seem right to take money when I have more than them.
Oh, I'm looking at the data here, Preston. He wears jupe.
Clive is unable to be an official sperm donor because banks have an upper donor age limit of 45 years old. Instead, the former teacher links up with families on Facebook. And
go through the internet?
However, the Human Fertilization... No, he said it hooks up with them. The Human Fertilization and Embryology Authority have now issued a medical warning regarding Clive's activities. The rules state that all donors and patients should be treated at licensed UK clinics. And a spokeswoman for the authority said, as a regulator of UK fertility treatment and research, we don't have the power to stop people from making their own arrangements for sperm donation, but we do want to help them get the information in advance that they need to make the best informed choices, which is why we always encourage them to go to a licensed clinic.
Maybe this is a stupid question, but with having that many kids out there, people who are a result of your sperm, I assume the risk of accidental incest increases dramatically.
That's exactly why they limit people from doing it. So Clive says that he contacts potential recipients through a sperm donor Facebook page and waits for them to get back to him. He says, I drive somewhere, I'm not likely to be disturbed, and I go into the back of the van and I pull the curtains down. Then I take the cup and a syringe so the stuff can't come out, put a bag under my arm, and text them to say I'm outside and I'll be around in 3 minutes.
Okay.
Don't come a-knocking.
And that's exactly what he does.
Sounds so romantic.
Doesn't it, though? All right, a mom roasted herself.
Roasted.
It's one of the reasons I brought this story. After celebrating her son's birthday on the wrong date for years.
Oh, my God.
Yes. What? TikTok mom Emily Vondi faced a reckoning to settle an issue with an insurance company. The mother discovered that she had been making a terrible mistake. For some reason, she thought that her son's birthday was a day later than it actually was. But that wasn't even the worst part. She said, per my words, my son's birthday is the 26th. I'm his mother. I know his birthday. The insurance company says, no, his birthday is the 25th. The pediatrician had called Vondi to set the record straight on the correct date, but Vondi was convinced that she had it right.
Huh.
She was going to contact her insurance company and give them a peace of mind of her mind. However, before she did that, she went on Facebook to check her birth announcement to be sure, and sure enough, she was wrong.
But it wasn't like the kid was 23. It was younger, right? Like,
but it was the wrong day. For 2 years, she said, I've been celebrating his birthday on the 26th. Now I have to call my pediatrician back and say, you know what? I have my kid's birthday wrong.
Roasted!
Yeah. One last story.
Yeah.
Super short one here. Frozen potatoes seem like they could be driving Havard. driving hazard. On Thursday, the Minnesota Department of Transportation said a truck crashed in the eastbound lanes of Interstate 94 and spilled its load of potatoes on the road. Now, I don't always talk about these spilled truck loads.
No.
But these froze to the road.
Wow.
Minnesota DOT had special equipment brought to the scene because they of the stuck frozen potatoes, and the road was closed to all traffic except emergency vehicles. Officials say no injuries were reported, and a cleanup was completed around 9:45 a.m., but they had to get the frozen potatoes.
There's a road froze potatoes.
Off the road. All right, and that is the Bizarre File.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click On Demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode. And thanks for listening.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.